one of the most mysterious and outright vexing potential great filters lurking within the Fermi paradox is the apparent long stretch of time between the advent of life on Earth and the appearance of complex life. Simple life on this world basically remained simple for between 1 and 1.8 billion years before the prokaryotic to eukaryotic leap occurred. This has led to the question that this may be a great filter in that since it took a long time to happen here, it may not be a common event in the universe, and that the reason we do not see evidence of alien civilizations is simply because most living worlds are stuck at a prokaryotic only level. The mechanism for the leap is known as eukaryogenesis, and there is a wide general agreement in the scientific community that what happened involved symbiogenesis. This is where simple life, an archaeon, and a bacterium, both prokaryotes, developed a symbiotic arrangement, which created the first eukaryotic common ancestor that could tolerate oxygen. During this period, the cyanobacteria were filling the atmosphere with oxygen with their photosynthesis, and oxygen is toxic to the first life on Earth, which now only lives in areas with no oxygen. Known as FECA for short, this hypothesized common ancestor would have been significantly more capable and complex than the sum of its original parts. After that, evolution took over. In the process of evolution, this new organism became what is known as LICA, the last eukaryotic common ancestor, through gain of capability and natural selection. There are differences in the scientific community on what exact steps occurred during this process, but the general idea is that ultimately some form of this is what happened. Some have argued that the process of one organism absorbing another organism instead of digesting it seems a hard step, but there also is the sheer number of chances for it to happen. There were a lot of microorganisms around in those days, all interacting with each other. And symbiosis does sometimes occur in life. So past that argument, there doesn't seem to be much of a reason to think this leap was that big of a stretch and should have happened much earlier. But what's particularly telling is that this kind of absorption symbiosis didn't just happen once on Earth. Plants gained their ability to photosynthesize through a microorganism absorbing a cyanobacteria. It may be that these mergers happen so rapidly and the benefit instantly appears, changes the equation, and the digestion never has a chance to begin. This is also probably also subject to the local conditions and pressures of where it happened. Controversial new evidence, and indeed some evidence that's been circulating around for years now, seem to suggest that it did happen much earlier, and the real question is, why did it sputter out? And the common ancestors of eukaryotic life as we know it did not. More on that in a bit. LICA in turn evolved, and that saw the rise of the crown group of eukaryotes, which are the ancestors of the animal kingdom, fungi and the plants, and myriad species of single-celled eukaryotic organisms. But this view of life remaining simple for so long may be about to be upended if new research is correct. So this involves a fact about life on Earth. We all descend from an organism known as LICA, the last universal common ancestor. This was a point in favor of our kind of life, being the only time it's ever happened on Earth. But there are alternative views of this, even including ideas that abiogenesis is still occurring, but the moment it happens, something eats the new organism, through being infinitely better suited through evolution to survival on this planet. But for all we know, Earth simply no longer presents the necessary conditions for abiogenesis. The early bird gets the worm if that's true, and the first life is always the only life on a planet. But there also were a series of experiments done about a decade ago that were looking into aspects of the basic chemistry of abiogenesis as it was understood at the time, and nothing pointed towards abiogenesis, chemically speaking, being particularly difficult, and it may have been the case that life occurred early on, many different times on Earth, and that some favored evolutionary step occurred with our brand of life that led to Earth's first mass extinction event, when all other forms of life were wiped out, presumably through some advantage our life gained over them. That's actually a kind of chilling scenario that might not immediately come to mind. If this occurred, then two completely separate abiogenesis events could be seen as to constitute interaction with alien life. It was all microbial, but the only difference between a rudimentary first contact here is the fact that it occurred on a planet that was not alien to either of the otherwise alien groups. This would mean that life on Earth, if not us, was once not alone. The idea of life on Earth having a simple, straightforward origin has only gotten closer to looking to have been the case with newer research on protocell formation and how RNA comes about. It's possible, though, according to the new research, that eukaryogenesis was also, well, simple, and may have happened twice or more until our life made a success of it. The research comes in two recent papers published in Nature by El Khoury and colleagues, links to the papers in the description below, regarding a strange geologic formation located near Franceville in Gabon. This is one weird area, geologically. If it sounds familiar, this is the location of a natural nuclear reactor that was active 1.8 to 2.1 billion years ago, driven by high concentrations of uranium. The rock layers of the Francevillian Basin themselves are believed to be up to 2.14 billion years old. Here a subset of this formation was shielded by much harder rock, leaving the area of it uniquely well preserved. This formation is a rare survivor of unaltered rock that old. Most of the time on this planet, that stuff either weathered away, was destroyed or subducted, or so dramatically altered by heat and pressure being buried under more rock as to be of relatively little help. The Francevillian rocks escaped this, and they come from a period where, while Earth's oxygen levels were low, they were high enough to have been hostile to some organisms. These rocks are full of the familiar iron pyrite, fool's gold, and the rocks typically come from manganese quarries in the area. But since these rocks are sedimentary, the original researcher in this area, who was involved in the papers, El Albani, couldn't figure out how crystals of this type could be where they were located from a geology perspective. In 2010, El Albani and colleagues published what would become a controversial paper announcing that these represented very old fossils of complex life, multiple-celled organisms, far earlier than the consensus said there should be, and they were large fossils, some of them several inches across. When that research first came out, there was a massive backlash, with a number of prominent researchers arguing that the pyrites are natural concretions that merely resemble fossils. But subsequently, something else was found in the Francevillian samples. Organisms in areas high in arsenic tend to absorb it, rather than phosphate, which poisons them. Known non-life-related concretions from the Francevillian formation show an even distribution of arsenic, but in the potential fossils, the toxin was concentrated in only certain parts of the specimen, as though the organism's cells were trying to isolate the arsenic from vulnerable tissues. This ticks a box that these are indeed fossils. And then there were the environmental conditions of the formation when it was laid down. It appears to have been an inland sea, but also shows evidence of underwater volcanism and hydrothermal vent activity that predate the appearance of the fossils in the record. Those vents would have spewed nutrients like phosphorus and zinc into the water, just the kind of place for eukaryotic life to arise. Weirdly, the time period of this also correlates to a time period that was very similar in conditions to the much later Ediacaran period, where complex life began to explode and diversify on Earth. That same explosion could have happened earlier, accounting for these potential fossils. Circumstantial, yes, but interesting. But this all collapsed and did not give way to a Cambrian period as happened with our brand of life, and may have seen the extinction of the first flourish of complex life. Or alternatively, it never went away, and our ideas about how old eukaryotic life is are flawed, as the date of the advent of eukaryotic life has been revised backwards before. Skeptics in the scientific community were many, however, and that's where the new work comes into play. The new work bolsters the arsenic evidence. The papers argue that the composition of the potential fossils are so markedly different from the surrounding matrix rock, especially in regards to arsenic, that they simply cannot be concretions and must represent something basically crawling into this environment poisoned with arsenic and dying. Of course, there is already pushback, with some geologists cautioning that this could still be related to abiotic chemistry, but no one knows what that chemistry would be. This has been something that has plagued these findings since they first came to light in 2008 and the 2010 paper, in that there is much skepticism, which is healthy, but no one's tested the objections experimentally to knock the findings out. This has gone on for 17 years now, which puts it in danger of going from scientific skepticism to it can't be, therefore it isn't, territory. There is, however, one possibility here that may knock this finding out. It has been noted that the nature of these potential fossils are such that it might be an illusion, but one still caused by life. It's possible that they are microbial mats and were laid down by single-celled prokaryotic life, which is certainly known to happen. Indeed, there is a candidate geologic feature on Mars that looks suspiciously like a microbial mat in its own right, which, while not a well-known finding, it was an intriguing one and counts as one of the many hints of past microbial life on Mars. But there are two takeaways here. If this turns out to be valid, and there was a collapse of eukaryotic life long before it arose a second time, it speaks to how fragile early eukaryotic life apparently could be. In short, there may be a very sensitive period that if a planet changes too abruptly right when the leap occurs, and that life doesn't quite get to a robust equilibrium, it may see the extinction of all multicellular life. The second takeaway. If this work ends up being correct, and the pyrites in this formation do represent a separate prokaryotic to eukaryotic leap, then this has very broad implications. The leap was one of the strongest candidates in astrobiology for a great filter, but if it happened multiple times on a single planet, then that filter evaporates, and the great silence becomes that much more deafening. If not the leap, then what was, or what will be, the great filter? And if this is the case, it also bolsters the idea that there could have been alien life and civilizations here much, much earlier in the game than we are. Where are they? Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently in a state of wonderment again, thinking about how different this planet has been in the past. It really has, in the past, been like an alien world, and that speaks to the awesome diversity of terrestrial planets out there, whether they have life or not. And then you have Mars and its history, and Venus, where everything went horribly wrong. Mark my words, when we get to being able to really study exoplanets like Earth, we're going to find some amazing things we haven't even thought of yet. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.